So then one day, Ajahn Sumedho got a letter from this foreign monk who was living with Ajahn Chah, and he said, "Well, Ajahn Sumedho, you're not going to believe this, but Lumpa decided he wanted to write you a letter. So he asked me to take his dictation." The message from Ajahn Chah was very brief, and this is what he said. He said, "Whenever you have feelings of love or hate for anything whatsoever, these will be your aids and partners in building Bārami. The Buddha Dhamma is not to be found in moving forwards, nor in moving backwards, nor in standing still. This, Sumedho, is your place of non-abiding." And that was it. That was Ajahn Chah's letter. Of course, Ajahn Sumedho was incredibly moved by that, and just that Lumpa Cha was looking out for him and remembered him. He wasn't sort of just stuck off in England. And also that sense of you're probably experiencing a whole variety of difficulties and problems and unfamiliar things that you're having to deal with setting up a monastery in England, and you're going to have feelings of liking and disliking, loving and hating, but use those tendencies to react as he says, an aid and a partner in building Bārami. Bārami are like wholesome qualities, these skillful qualities, and the word Bārami itself is it's like a spiritual quality, but in the kind of meaning of the word, it has the meaning of that which aids one in crossing over, like crossing over from samsara to nibbana, crossing over from defilement to purity, crossing over from confusion to peace, and so that it helps carry one over. So qualities like generosity, of virtue, of loving kindness, of relinquishment, of patience, of all of these, equanimity, all these various wholesome qualities that are building a foundation of kind of strength and clarity within the heart that allow one to cross over, transcend things that pull one into confusion or suffering. But then, the Buddha Dhamma is not to be found in moving forwards, nor in moving backwards, nor in standing still. Because often, again, we try to define ourselves. Okay, I'm really progressing. Oh man, I had such a difficult time. I was so sick this year. I didn't get any practice done. I'm just going. I feel like I'm going backwards in my practice. And as you know, or just okay, I'm just going to. Oh, here I am standing, says nothing's going to move me now. And as soon as we define ourselves in some way, shape, or form, some perception like that, then we have locked ourselves into, we've given into causes for ongoing suffering, ongoing being. We've established a ground for being a somebody. And as long as we're willing to be a somebody, we got to be willing to suffer. We volunteered. So there's this sense of, so like a non-abiding, as Lumbar Cha says, your place of non-abiding. But it's also a use of language in terms of just be with the knowing. And it's just that don't try to define yourself, don't try to fix things in place, don't try to make things absolutely certain, and just be clear, be present, be aware, and let go.